Do you and your spouse have separate hobbies and separate interests? Do you ever, join each other in those pursuits of hobbies? Well, I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They head up the Focus Marriage Department. And Erin, I wonder how it's helped your relationship when you've tried to show interest in things that Greg likes.
It's so weird. There are no examples that you can come up with. Isn't it sad? Are you sad for me right now?
You know, one of my favorite memories of this is Greg loves to go to this alpine lake and fish. And granted, it is a hike. It's a haul up to this lake.
And which means hardly anybody's going to be there.
Right, yes. Solitude.
Yes, but oftentimes I will join him and I will go with him and we do the hike together and it's really fun. And then we get to the alpine lake and he fishes and I sit there. And sometimes I'll just pray or I'll read on my phone, a Devo or whatever, listen to music while he fishes. And I don't complain. I don't say, are you done?
That all sounded so spiritual. What she's really doing is just basking in the sun and
reading
her romance novel.
But what I notice is when I go with him, because he can go alone and do that, but when I go with him, it just increases our connection, our emotional connection. It shows that I'm interested in what he's interested in, that I'm willing to go, even though, you know, would I choose that? I mean, I enjoy that, but the fishing part, I would hike up and then hike right back down, but I'm willing to sit and just enjoy being there with him as he fishes. Granted, last time he walked back over, he was all the way on the other side of the lake, walks back over, he goes, do you want to throw a line in? I was like, sure. So I throw it in and boom, catch one.
Oh, and I've got pictures.
Yes.
Nice. Maybe we need to put them in the show notes.
Nice. Boom, another one. Three fish in a row I caught.
All right.
And I'd worked hours for three fish. And she catches them in
she superseded your fishing
90 seconds.
So he didn't love that. Right. But he was excited
I was
that I caught him.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, just kind of on the side, we will post some fish pictures in the show notes. So the link is in there to see the proof. Right now, let's go ahead and turn to a conversation that Jim Daly and I had with Bill and Pam Farrell. They talked about why it makes a difference for you to encourage your husband in his interests.
Pam, you have a story in the book about a woman who was engaged. This is her fiancé, and he liked to work on cars,
right.
And she was worried about that. To kind of set that up, and how did she find an epiphany?
Yeah, so we were youth pastors, and so this is a girl in the college ministry. So Bill did a lot of weddings back then. Well, then he went to lead pastor and did plenty of weddings there too. But she was coming to me. She's like, I'm really in love with my fiancé. I mean, he's a good moral man. He's good looking. He's a great provider, but I'm kind of worried about him. I'm like, really? How come? She's like, well, I think that they call it emotionally shallow at university. And I just started to smile because she just hadn't found the box that he felt comfortable in to open up and share his emotions. And so I said, well, tell me about, you know, your fiance. She's like, he's a race car driver. I said, oh, girl, then this is easy. You just go into the garage. And when you're in the garage, just repeat back key things to keep him talking. Key things. Like, so she goes into the garage. And, of course, he's talking about his race car. And he's talking about rods and pistons and flywheels. And she's dutifully repeating back those car parts. She didn't really have a clue what the car parts did, but she's repeating back the car parts. And all of a sudden, he came out from underneath the car and he put his hand on the hood and he's like, honey, wow, I'm so excited to get married to you. I'm just like, nobody's ever taken the time to love me like this. I want to build us a big 3-bedroom, 2-bath house and a balcony out back and a front porch swing. I'll hang up and I'll put up a swing set for the kids that we'll have one day. And every day I'll bring you a skinny vanilla latte and I'll sit next to you on the swing and I'll just listen to your heart. She told me later, I never want to leave the garage again because it works so well. And that's really one of the keys is find a box where your husband, your fiance, your son, your dad loves. Park yourself in it and then just be a good listener and repeat back key phrases to keep him talking. And when you do that, the very best of who a guy is, his sweet emotions. It's like how syrup runs to the bottom of every one of those waffle box compartments. The sweetest part of a guy is in the very bottom of every one of those waffle boxes. And we women just are impatient listeners sometimes. And so as we listen and repeat key phrases, then he'll open up and share what's important to
him. You know, sometimes when we're talking about this subject, about gender communication, some people might think it's a little superficial. But the problem is couples struggle mightily in this area. And this is usually the fuse that gets lit, right? It comes down to communication. We do a lot of marriage intensives and marriage counseling here at Focus. And that's usually where things start to decline is in the communication area. Then it goes into the issue of money or intimacy or whatever it might be. But it usually starts with communication.
Well, communication reveals a level of trust in the relationship. So, for instance, on this guy's side, when a man wants to start a conversation with his wife, he's got a topic in mind he wants to talk about. And if he can work with his wife to actually resolve that topic or be heard on that topic, he's going to feel like he succeeded. If the subject runs off track, he's going to feel like he didn't succeed. And the way men build trust is, I want to be with people I can succeed with. And women, they want to be with people they can connect to. So if the wife feels connected and the husband feels like he can succeed, trust is high. If trust is low, then we bring it out on each other in communication. So the real issue here is trust. And a lot of men are frustrated in their marriages because they don't feel like they can talk to their wives. Because every time I try to bring something up with her, we go on this roller coaster ride. And when we're done, I don't even know what we're talking about. And he was trying to resolve something with her, and he just ends up being frustrated. And when a man feels like he can't succeed, he'll just stop working at it.
He pulls back.
He'll go do something else that he can succeed at. And so a lot of men don't develop into communicators at the level they could because they don't feel like they can succeed.
Well, Greg, how real is what Bill said, that if we as men don't feel like we can succeed at something, we're just going to pull back and not even try?
Yeah, I agree completely with what Bill's saying. Yeah, you know, I think men are drawn to where we feel successful, and we're probably going to avoid the areas where we feel failed. And so if I'm feeling super failed at home, maybe as a husband or even as a father, probably avoid that. You know, work later hours or go in the office earlier. And that's why it's so important, I think, to really learn how to have that good communication that they were talking about. And I think for men, I know for me, as I've had to learn how to improve my communication, it's so helpful when maybe it's I'm focused on one little thing versus a whole new way of communicating. Like early in our marriage, it was hard for me to really dig in around Aaron's emotions. I just, you know, I wanted to avoid all that because I didn't understand my own. And so I'd rather help her feel better, so solving a problem or avoiding all that, you know, any kind of emotions anyway. And so for me, the little small step is that I just started to work on an emotional vocabulary. I'm just going, I'm just going to grab, you know, a feelings list off, you know, off the web
off
somewhere.
Focus on
you
the
know,
whatever website where we have a link to That's the feelings
true.
Chart.
Yeah. We will put that in there. and that really helped me. But that was just a very small something that I could do that was going to help me lean in better to when Aaron was talking. So I think that was helpful. I think Aaron was super patient with me. She often would acknowledge just the effort that she was seeing. Hey, you know, when I shared about a friend and a difficulty we were having, thank you for asking me how that felt and not telling me, you know, through a PowerPoint presentation what I could do to solve that.
And so although I like that. I like that idea.
So I think that as we're really trying to level up, let's say put it that way, as in a video game, our communication, just finding some easy, simple ways. And then, and again, we have all kinds of articles, and there's so much great information out there on how to improve our communication. And then just encourage each other.
Yeah.
And let's acknowledge the efforts and celebrate those small communication moments that go well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we want to help you succeed and to thrive in your marriage, and we have so much great content on our marriage website. And we're going to link over to our free marriage assessment, which is a terrific tool. Over 1 million people have taken this. We've refreshed it, and so if you haven't taken the marriage assessment lately, go ahead, and why don't you and your spouse just set aside 15, 20 minutes and take it together and compare notes, and then you've got talking points for the next several months about how things are going in various areas of your relationship. Again, that's our free marriage assessment, and the link is in the show notes. And then we've got the book from Bill and Pam Farrell, Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti, Understanding and Delighting in Your Differences. There's hope for you, even if you're just miles apart on so many different things. You'll find out how to celebrate those differences and work together more closely when you get a copy of this book and do the deep dive on it. Make a donation today to the Ministry of Focus on the Family, and when you do, we'll send the book to you. We've got details in the show notes about becoming a monthly sustainer or just making a one-time gift and ways that your partnership makes a difference. So hit the show notes, find the link, donate today, and get your copy of Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti. Next time, we'll talk with Lisa Jacobson about how her marriage survived after their daughter faced some really difficult challenges. For now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.